Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
We'll start in Australia. Police have been left frustrated after an investigation into potential human remains revealed that they were actually cow bones stuffed in clothing.
Man.
A walker found what initially appeared to be a dead person on the side of a track last week.
We got a problem with cows wearing human clothes.
And reported it to police. Sergeant Dale Harmer said the area was declared a crime scene while they studied the remains. With the assistance of our local forensics officers and the forensic pathologists in Perth, we decided or identified the remains that were actually that to be of an animal.
It's clear this was not a catastrophe.
They said that the remains were stuffed inside a tracksuit to make them look like it was human remains.
What kind of animal would wear a tracksuit?
Yeah.
A cow, obviously.
It has caused police to use an entire day and three police officers guarding a scene for something which was never a human in the first place. Sergeant Harmer said that police attending the scene had thought the situation did not look right, but they still had to follow protocol and make sure.
So they're not going to get, like, cattle detectives to figure out what happened?
Not that I don't know. They might call them in for this. We'll see. In Scotland, workers discovered containers full of human body parts.
Oh, Jesus.
And a dead penguin while clearing a waste disposal site, a court has heard.
So human remains and a dead penguin.
Yeah. In the same place?
In the same place. Gary.
You think it was a murder-suicide?
Gary Pettigrew's healthcare.
I don't want to go on.
Environmental services. Close after losing waste contracts.
Listen, you're the best lover I ever had, but I'm finding someone else provides what I need. I can't keep going on banging a penguin.
Mr. Pettigrew is on trial where he denies allegations that they breached regulations on the safe storage of waste.
Right. You can't bury humans with penguins. Everybody knows that.
Peter Whitewick, a waste contractor, told the court his team had...
Now, if you had the cow!
...had to burst open pallets of medical waste and found containers of human body parts mixed with other garbage. He claimed it took almost all of 2020 to clear the plant, which was wall-to-wall with medical waste.
Yeah.
Photographs showed the court, including one of a penguin carcass... which was said to have come from Edinburgh Zoo. Mr. Whitewick claimed other dead animals were found at the site, but were unidentifiable because they had turned into, quote, kind of a liquid fur.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Other Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Other photographs shown included tubs date-marked 2017, which contain human body parts from the NHS sites across Scotland. They said anatomical waste was seen as the highest risk waste that remained on the site. Mr. Pettigrew denies the charges, and the trial continues next month.
Just a stupid penguin.
A giant penis may be coming to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and if that happens, we'll have Jesus and an atheist to thank.
Huh.
A couple of months ago, the city hosted a Christmas tree lighting ceremony, as well as a menorah lighting celebration. Those were religious celebrations promoted by government officials, suggesting that the public square was open to anyone who wanted to host a similar event. So enter Chaz Stevens. He asked the city earlier this month for permission to host an event of his own on April 2nd in honor of Kanemaru Matsuri.
Oh, yeah.
The Shinto festival of the steel phallus. The centerpiece of that would be a 300-pound, 6-foot-tall pink penis.
I remember they had a festival based around this, and they had all sorts of huge penis sculptures.
My dad has been there for that.
Oh,
in
really?
Person. He brought me, when I was a kid, he brought me back pictures of it. I kid you not, giant penis.
That's what they do,
structures,
right?
Structures and people carrying around giant penis. It's called a fertility festival.
Right, right.
So, anyhow, the he also
it's
told...
It's right after Vagina Fest.
City officials.
Come on inside. There's a lot of room.
Vagathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vagapalooza.
He also told city officials that proceeds from the event would be donated towards AIDS research as well as LGBTQIA plus awareness, elevating both artistry and philanthropic causes in Tamden. They asked him to submit an outdoor event application. The event would still have to be approved by an events committee and the city commission, but a rejection may lead to a religious discrimination lawsuit. Fort Lauderdale may be the first city where this event is taking place, but Stevens is hoping it won't be his last. He's already made similar requests in several other cities. Only one, Deerfield Beach, has rejected him outright, claiming that his display would be obscene and create a safety hazard. City officials...
You don't know when those things are going to go off.
City officials there also added that they're understanding of Kanemaru Matsuri as that it were more cultural than religious, giving him an out. Stevens told them his attorney will be in touch to assist with his further erections.
Uh-huh.
Stevens has set up a GoFundMe page in order to cover the cost of his $8,000 penis sculptures, along with any potential lawsuits he may have to file if cities reject the project. Two men in a pickup truck that had stolen tag written on a piece of cardboard to serve as a license plate.
I saw this.
Were arrested in connection with multiple burglaries.
You have to admire their candor.
Anthony Sosa and Chad Dulette were taken into custody on Thursday. The pickup was spotted at several houses where the burglaries occurred. The sheriff's office said that jewelry worth thousands of dollars and a handgun were stolen from the homes. One of the homeowners reported to deputies that the pickup had a piece of cardboard that read stolen tag attached where the license plate should be.
Yeah.
And the pickup was later seen and pulled over by authorities. Deputies searched the vehicle, found the stolen jewelry and a handgun in the pickup. Sosa and Dulette were both convicted in the past on charges of grand theft and attempted burglary, respective. So
did they explain the reason why they decided to go completely honest with the stolen tag?
I think that it was in place of, I think they didn't have a tag.
Okay.
And I think they put that there as an excuse if police saw them, that it says the tag had been stolen and therefore they're okay to drive it.
Yeah, we can read it two ways.
And So, but either way, it's pretty damn obvious.
Yep.
And easy to find a cardboard tag that says stolen tag on it. And then finally, let's end with this. In North Carolina, police arrested a man in connection with an overnight incident that injured customers seated outside a restaurant. Police were dispatched to a disturbance call at Mikoto Japanese restaurant. The caller told 911 the shots had been fired. Others determined that 22-year-old Joshua Hunt had been in some sort of altercation with customers in the outdoor dining area. Hunt drove a pickup truck into the outside seating area, hitting customers. He put it in reverse, and then he hit them again with the car. Someone in the outdoor area fired shots at his truck. Two customers hit by the truck were taken to the hospital for their injuries.
Listen, folks, the desserts are on us.
And a third customer declined to go to the hospital. Hunt has been charged with two counts of assault with a deadly weapon, one count of assault with a deadly weapon, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle.
We're going to take a little bit off your check.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
This is pretty cringeworthy. An Amazon driver left the tip of his finger in the mailbox.
Oh, my God.
After ripping it off while delivering a parcel.
Wow.
Oh, and listen, and you could see how this would happen. Garrett Thompson's bone was left sticking out.
Jesus.
Following the accident last month, the dad of three had to have a partial amputation and has not worked since. So apparently he was putting it through the mailbox. And it was through a door, and the door closed, and he pulled it, snapped down on his finger, and he pulled back
quickly,
and it had a sharp end, and it just took it right off. He said, I ripped my hand away and left the tip of my finger in the customer's door, which probably gave them the fright of their life. He started working for Amazon through SCR Logistics last year. He gave up his 20-year career as an electrical engineer to find some more time to spend with his family. But the new job took a gruesome turn. He was left with the bone sticking out and claims that he was losing a dangerous amount of blood. He said, everything happened so fast. I felt a sharp pain on my tip of my finger as the flap came down. And when I looked at my hand, I was in shock. He said it was horrible to look at. I could see my bone sticking right out. I was losing loads of blood and needed something to stop the bleeding. So I walked to a pub a few doors down to get some tissues. In the moment, I forgot to take the bit of my finger lodged in the letterbox, and I feel sorry for whoever's house it was.
Think about it. It could have very easily have been his penis.
Very easily?
All right, maybe not.
Maybe take it some more. Mr. Thompson called his line manager to inform them of his accident, but claims that at first they didn't believe him.
What happened to your penis?
Once they were convinced he was telling the truth, Mr. Thompson alleged he was instructed to drop the van off back at the depot before going to the hospital.
No!
He eventually saw a plastic surgeon who booked him for a partial finger amputation, and he has been off work since and claims he has not been contacted by his employer after the incident.
Luckily for you, we have the world's leading finger man in the hospital today.
Yes. All right, this had a happy ending to it. A deaf, mute woman with autism who vanished after getting released from a Queens hospital on Christmas Eve was found just this past Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And survived by living on the subways for 3 weeks.
Whoa.
Samantha Primus's sister, Ghislaine Primus, and two Good Samaritans located the missing woman at the Bowling Green Station, Lower Manhattan, after getting a tip that she was riding the number one train. Samantha was dehydrated, 10 pounds lighter, and had swollen feet.
Jeez.
Her sister said she was wearing slippers and a pair of socks this cold, and she survived jumping from train to train, looking and hoping that she was going to get home, and we found her.
Still pretty resourceful, right?
Samantha is now being treated at Methodist Hospital, her family said, as they weigh their legal options against Queens Hospital Center, which they claim prematurely discharged a 46-year-old on a freezing cold night. Samantha had left her sister, Joanna Peck's Elmont House, where she was staying for the holidays early on December 23rd in an effort to find her way back to her mother's house in Brooklyn. So, you know, she was developmentally disabled. That evening, a bystander in Queens found Samantha lying on the ground in 18-degree weather in apparent need of help. EMS took her to Queens Hospital, but the staff let the deaf and nonverbal woman walk back out at 2 a.m. when temperatures hit a frigid 7 degrees with nothing but a list of homeless shelters. The family is now pursuing legal action against the hospital, claiming the hospital neglected to take the proper care in discharging the disabled woman and are now refusing to give them information. Samantha's family spent the last 3 weeks constantly searching for her, paying extra close attention to the trains, as most tipsters reported seeing her riding the rails. In spite of that, no police officers patrolling the subways came into contact with the woman, but she is finally back home. So that is a good thing. A father in Beech Grove, Indiana, is accused of child neglect after people say his toddler got a hold of a loaded handgun, and it all played out on live TV as well.
You want to see some chilling footage?
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's unbelievable.
This little kid walking around with this handgun.
He points it at himself.
Mm. Officers arrested 45-year-old Shane Osborne. Police say Osborne's son was holding a loaded pistol in the hallway of the apartment's complex. Neighbors said that the toddler was waving it around, even pulling the trigger. All this was captured on camera. A lot of people watched it Saturday night because Beech Grove police are featured on a show called On Patrol Live. A police report confirms officers recovered the weapon, which was a 9mm handgun with 15 rounds in the magazine. So it was fully loaded, ready to go. This guy's due in court for his initial hearing today, by the way. This is a tragic story. A schoolgirl in Zimbabwe died within 30 minutes of a black mamba biting her during lessons.
Deadly.
Melody Chupatura, 17 years old, was in a classroom and the extremely venomous snake lunged and bit her on the thigh. She screamed out for help. A teacher, Christopher Moringa, said that the learners discovered the snake and everyone panicked, with some jumping out through windows. The girl was rushed to the hospital but died before a doctor could see her. Her death occurred within half an hour of being bitten. Black mambas are one of those venomous snakes in Africa, and they possess a potent venom that can kill a person in just 30 minutes. So that's just a terrible story. They're trying to figure out how that thing ended up inside the school in the first place. So they are obviously checking that out. All right. I have these downer
stories.
Any
happy? No happy?
Let me see.
No sad
here.
Bro?
Here's a no sad bro. So a trio of men from New York are behind bars after police said they tried to hide 83 pounds of marijuana behind a dumpster after one of the men called 911. 83 pounds. State troopers responded to a 911 hang-up call at the Marathon gas station.
How big would that be?
Dude, like a pound is like this
much. Right.
It's like, it's a lot. So one of the men, and that's me holding my arms out, you know, in a full, my arms all the way in a rounded position. So one of the men later discovered to be 30-year-old Sequi Wang allegedly called 911 and said there were people in his car with marijuana and he wanted them to get out, but they refused. Upon arrival, trooper said two men, Jiaming Yang and Deho Yu, were seen standing near duffel bags in the parking lot. The men reportedly gave troopers permission to search the duffel bag, and marijuana in vacuum-sealed bags was found. Troopers reported they found 5 trash bags hidden behind a dumpster that contained 83 pounds of marijuana. So 5 full trash bags, I would imagine.
Amazing.
Estimated more than $300,000. Yang, the driver, was contacted and agreed to meet with troopers at their barracks in Bedford. After reportedly getting conflicting stories from all three men, a search warrant was approved for Yang's car. He's the guy who called the police, by the way. The search resulted in $120,000 in counterfeit money being found in multiple duffel bags. Yang was charged with forgery and possession of intent to deliver, and Yu and Wang were charged with possession of intent to deliver. So these guys called the police.
I know, I'll call the police.
Yeah, and they had not only all that marijuana, but they had counterfeit money, too. And that is the end of the Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.